This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your Los Angeles Dodgers. And now, it's time for the Bleed Los podcast with your hosts Alonso and Juan.
And Alicia del Valle.
With the babyface gimmick in the sky, Roger.
Hola, damas y caballeros. It's another edition of the Bleed Los podcast. This week's podcast is presented by Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports, contests, and events with the first to market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. So if you head on over to Bet Online, they continue to be the top online resource for all of your sports info, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head on over to their website, which is betonline.ag. You can use your mobile device, whatever, computer, iPad, like Juan does because he's a geriatric. And you can join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code, which is BLEAV50, BLEAV50. You will receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. Huge thanks to them for presenting this week's episode of the podcast. I'm actually excited about this one. We talk about it a ton on this show. Taco Tuesday, Los Mariachis. We ask all the players that join us about Los Mariachis. And we have one of the guys that joins the team from time to time with us right now, the legend himself, Julián Torres. Julián, ¿cómo estamos?
Hey! Aquí, mira, muchísimas gracias. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And saludos a todo tu público. Muchísimas gracias por tenerme aquí. Thank you so much for the call, and I'm happy to be speaking with you on this beautiful, cool Southern California day.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. For those of you that are unaware of what's happening in California, it is not cool in California right now, but we're going to make the best of it and chop it up with Julián Torres. Julián, te quería preguntar de primero, how did you get involved with the Dodgers? Because that isn't just a, hey, I'm going to yellow page these guys and just give them a call and be like, sounds good. I want to be your mariachi or one of your mariachis.
So how did enough, all that that's exactly how it happened.
Oh, hold on.
No,
no, just
no, it's the luck. Luck. That's all I could say. Luck. I was performing and beginning to take flight on my solo performances, and I was invited by a friend that I met I want to say a couple years back, and I had met her doing a performance for the Ford Amphitheater, and platicamos, muy linda persona, and that was it. She calls me up later on, 2 years later, and tells me, hey, I have this opportunity. Can you get a mariachi and do a mariachi performance, solo performance? I'm like, of course, let's get it going. And this is going to be for the Clippers. It's going to be a Clippers event at Plaza Mexico. I forget the city that's in. And I said, okay, of course, let's get it together. I performed there, met the people working there, and así pasó. First, the people that were working there, I think, enjoyed my performance, and we exchanged numbers, and I said, we're going to work together in the future. Okay, perfect. This was before a little thing called the pandemic happened. So pandemic happens and it locks it up. So as all of my colleagues performing, no performances anywhere, live performances because of the pandemic, the lockdown. Entonces, that happens. Fast forward where it's beginning to open up, and we start performing everywhere, little by little. Y me llaman as the same company, hey, can you do a performance for Viva Los Dodgers? I'm like, sure, what do you need me to do? Same, get a mariachi, come down, and you sing. Okay, perfect. Empiezo a cantar, and they like it. So then Viva happened, and I performed there, and it's a quick little performances, and then they interview a player, and then I come back on. Well, that interaction, I started singing Chente songs. This would be, you know, Chente was still alive. And people really resonate with these songs. And then they enjoyed that performance, thought nothing of it. And the person in charge calls me again, hey, can you do La Gran Fiesta? So then I was like, oh, yeah, I'm available to do it. But I was flying out to Napa on that performance. So I had to do a performance in Napa, and I told him, hey, I need to come in, sing, and then bounce. Like, can I do it at the beginning? And I think Lupita Infante was also there performing. So then do my performance, and the crowd, I'm you know, vibing out with the crowd and everyone. Y ya, se termina. I go out to Napa, don't think anything of it. Then they call me back to perform at the National League Championship Series. Like, can you do that? But it's going to be inside the stadium. So then I was like, yeah, let me call my friends, see who's available. And I call my buddies, Mariachi Los Toros, and they're like, yeah, let's do it. So then they call me. They call me and they give me the thumbs up. I call them, hey, we're down to do it. We go inside, and that night was an epic night. It was there was such a vibe. It was electric. I was going into the stadium with my marching band experience, because I'm a San Pedro alumni, and I used to play in marching band. So I was like, all right, let's this is a rally, so we're gonna get people pumped. Órale, let's get them. Let's go Dodgers y todo eso. So I go in there. I'm high-fiving people. Yeah, we're going to get it today. We're gonna... Y que meten como dos, two runs. And I'm like, oh, no. So there's a 10-minute performance that is done before the pregame performance inside the stadium. Y hecho, como le dicen, toda la carne al asador ahí, ¿verdad? Me echo unos 10 minutos a cantar, and people start vibing. Yes, todo, Julián, or... Mariachi, que sabe que tanto. So I'm there, and I'm just like, I have my pep rally hat on, and I'm just like, yeah, let's go Dodgers, let's do this, let's go Dodgers, getting everyone pumped up. Hey, puro Mexico, yeah, puro Mexico, y andamos. And they start hitting runs. So then, okay, what's the first song? Sale el Jalisciense. Boom, ta-da-da-da. And people just like, the people that are there just start turning around. I was like, what's going on? I guess people did, it was unexpected for these performances. So it's, you only have around 90 seconds to perform while the teams are switching, right? Dije, bueno, pues hay que aprovechar eso. So I le empiezo a cantar estas canciones, just the highlight of the song, yeah? So the first inning, then the third inning, then the fifth inning. Y ya vamos llegando al final. I was only supposed to perform twice, the first inning and the third, and that's it. But the producers were like, no, people are vibing off of this guy. Que siga. I'm like, can you do another one? I'm like, yeah. And I turn around, can you guys? Yeah, aquí estamos. So we sing another one, and I was thinking upbeat songs just to get the people, you know, into it and vibing off of the performances. Y una de las trabajadoras que estaba ahí me dice, ¿sabes qué? I'm like, you look at her and tiene ojos verdes. Y dices, okay, how do you know this song? She asked for Volver, Volver. I'm like, if you would be able to sing Volver, Volver, that's one of my favorite songs. So in my mind, I'm like, yeah, con esa. Con esa canción. So then I'm there. Y empieza. Sale, volver, volver. Da, 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 da. Everyone is lit by that time. Everyone, like the whole stadium is just going nuts. Da, 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 da. in that millisecond, la canción comienza. Este amor apasionado. Así comienza, huh? Mm-hmm. But I only have 90 seconds. And I'm like, I'm going to run out of time. No, de una vez. Y volver, volver. No, hombre. The mariachi was not expecting that because I didn't tell him. I wasn't expecting it. Pero le entré ahí y toda la gente, no, hombre, se volvió loca. Se volvió loca ese día. Gracias a Dios por la oportunidad. Sung that part. If you can imagine, well, you have, there's footage of it.
Right.
But if, can you imagine being there and hearing the whole stadium sing Volver with you? It's an experience that always lives in my heart.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe Juan was there porque tomó un montón de micheladas and well, the rest is history. But te quería preguntar, there's another component to that, right? Like now, you know, you go and you're there more often now, right? And it's a vibe and everyone's enjoying it. But the vibe, one of the more important vibes is the players. And we've had the opportunity to ask the players and to talk to players about Los Mariachis being there. And they love it, right? They're into it. Obviamente, Julio Urias le gusta, ¿verdad? Pero también es paisa. But I mean, but the rest of the guys, even guys that, like Max Muncy, we had him on earlier in the season. He's all, yeah, it's great. It's incredible. So I'm curious, the feedback, obviously, from la gente, pues es importante, ¿verdad? Pero cuando lo escuchas de los jugadores, how much more important is that for you?
It is very important because we are there to entertain también el público, pero it's very important because it's I say our team because I'm from California and from LA, and it's important to get them in that mood of, yeah, I'm working. I mean, it's like anyone. When you drive to work, when you drive anywhere, I mean, I'm sure there's a small percentage that doesn't want any music or anything to pump them up to go into work. I'm sure there are people. But for the majority, like myself, I love to put music before I go in and I you know, to get pumped up. Ahora sí. Para empezar, lo que uno ama. You know, music is such an important art form. And it's very important that everyone enjoys it. El público, los jugadores, los que están trabajando ahí, los que están limpiando, los que están en la cocina, everyone that's there, it's very important that they enjoy what one does and one loves to do. So that's the cherry on top, that I love doing this. I love performing. And I get people, hey, dude, man, you really, dude, this game isn't the same without you. And I'm like, wow. I mean, I'm enjoying seeing you guys laugh, seeing you guys happy, seeing you guys cheers to me, seeing you guys jump up y echarse su grito. And then to hear also some players that they enjoy it, and also fortunately getting messages from not only the players, pero mucha gente from Dodger Stadium. Importante y mucha gente fuera that's part of the music entertainment saying, hey man, thank you for bringing it. And I'm vibing off of you guys. I'm enjoying it myself, you
but
know?
It's true though. I mean, with baseball, you know, the thing that people forget is walk-up music is a huge part of baseball. Like, you know, when I worked in baseball, I remember guys, this how long ago was, they'd give me a CD and then tell me to take it to whoever the PD is, the program director. Mm-hmm. Then they'd program it and have it ready for their walk-ups. We saw it a couple weeks ago. The wives or partners for the players picked, for most of them, in some cases it was somebody else, but, you know, most of them, they picked their walk-up songs, right? So it's right. A huge, huge part. But also in between innings, well, there has to be something, right? Tiene que tener el ambiente.
Claro.
If you go to any kickback, tiene siempre hay ambiente, right? And that's kind of where mariachi kicks in. Speaking of kickbacks, my friend here, Juanito, the the ambassador of kickbacks, that they know not pregunta.
Yes. And for those of you who are wondering, Plaza México is in Linwood, para que no se ofendan los cholos. Because the cholos of Linwood might be like, hey, man, Plaza México is Linwood. But you're from you were born in Hawthorne, right, Julian?
Así es. So born in Hawthorne.
Are you a South Bay guy? Because you said you went to San Pedro in the marching band there.
Yes.
Is that what happened? You moved around or what?
Well, my parents, cuando llegaron aquí, se establecieron en Redondo Beach, Hermosa Beach.
Oh, pues eran pobres entonces. Vivían Redondo Beach.
Batallaban.
It says born in Hawthorne, and now you're going to tell me that you were living in Manhattan Beach and Redondo Beach.
Espérame, para
you
allá
were
voy,
struggling.
Para allá
ay, cómo sufren los pobres.
Sí. Batalla.
Entonces, ya de ahí, me imagino, se emigraron a Hawthorne, right? And probably Reading, somewhere.
Right.
Y es donde yo nací, en Hawthorne. Entonces, de allí, started migrating to behind Alpine Village. There used to be a community there. I think they demolished it for whatever reason. Y ahí vivimos in Torrance. Then from Torrance, moved to Carson, to a place called Scottsdale. I don't know if you guys know where Scottsdale is.
Wait,
at.
Scottsdale, Arizona, or there's a Scottsdale
No, there's
California?
There's a Scottsdale community, gated community.
Oh, a gated community, Julian.
The struggle bus is getting around, okay?
But gated to keep the bad people in.
So you lived in a prison, is what you're saying. You lived in a prison. Okay.
All right. No se crean. Entonces moved to Carson, and my mom was very active looking for magnet schools for me, like for performing arts and things like that. For elementary school, I went to South Shores Elementary in Pedro. Then for middle school, I went to 32nd Street, which is in front of USC, to that middle school. And then for middle school, since we still lived in Carson, there was a good magnet program in Pedro. It was either Pedro or Narbonne. Entonces de allí fui a Pedro, y ahí nos quedamos. Bueno, San Pedro. San Pedro, not Pedro.
Yeah. Next thing you're going to say is Los Feliz.
Ande, Los Feliz. Pero de allí, my parents still live in Carson. Entonces, de allí yo empecé a trabajar cantando como músico de mariachi in a lot of places. From high school, I performed in this place that no longer exists also, called Camacho's Cantina in CityWalk. So I performed there as a mariachi. Then from there, moved to another group in San Fernando for El Siete Mares as a trumpet player. Then from there, moved to a group that was performing, filling in for Mariachi Los Camperos de Naticano at La Fonda. And that has been my musical career as a mariachi. As a kid?
So were you like Luis Miguel? Like, was your mom like taking you to places to perform and sing mariachi as a kid? Like, where did... Because mariachi is a very specific, you know, genre. It's not like you were a kid and singing Los Bukis or Los... the Tigers of the North or anything like that. Like los mariachis. A mariachi is specific. Take me like, you know, because we had your compadres, Mariachi Los Toros. They were on the show. And they were sitting here. They told us about how certain school, I think it was Garfield and Roosevelt, both had mariachi programs, which I was completely unaware of. So did the love for mariachi music, was that in high school or was it before then? Why choose mariachi?
Okay, as I was born into my father singing all the time mariachi music. My father has an amazing voice, and he would always sing Antonio Aguilar, Miguel Aceves Mejia, Jose Alfredo Jimenez, ¿Quién más? Javier Solís, in the home, just playing records de mariachi. I mean, I would listen to everything else that was popular at the time. Luis Miguel, Menudo, all the popular groups that were of that time. But mainly in my household, it was mariachi music. And hearing my father sing all the time. Entonces, I grew up sort of imitating what he would do. Because I loved it. Ahora, as a young kid, I wanted to portar el traje de charro. We would go to Pico Rivera as a kid. And I would go suited up. En el traje con mis espuelas y mi sombrero y todo. Like the whole thing, my father wanted me and my siblings to be born in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, no, you know the struggle? Why do you want them to live over there y cruzarse para acá? And, no.
¿Qué parte de México?
¿Mande?
¿Qué parte de México?
Mi papá es de Villanueva, Zacatecas. Y mi mamá es de Ameca, Jalisco.
Oh, ¿y querían que nacieras en Jalisco o en Zacatecas?
No, mi papá en Zacatecas, obvio. Que sea zacatecano. Dice, yeah. No, es que si no va a ser mexicano. Uh-huh. Like, mi mamá, no, va a ser mexicano porque le vamos a enseñar nuestra cultura, le vamos a enseñar nuestras tradiciones, nuestra música aquí en la casa. No te preocupes, es que... So that was that. As a kid growing up singing with my father, I was recognized, más bien, they recognized that I had something in performing. Porque me la pasaba en una sillita que tenía de niño, que daba vueltas, non-stop, escuchando música de mariachi, Pedrito Fernández, Miguel Acevedo Mejía, José Alfredo Jiménez, just listening and singing along to the songs. Me bajaba y de, oye, mi mamá, ¿no te estás mareando? Le dije, no. Okay. I'm singing along. Entonces, as a kid, I started performing alongside my father because my dad entraba a muchas, what they call singing competitions. Entonces, en cantinas, en restaurantes, en donde quiera que hubiera, porque le encanta cantar. So he would go y ganaba. Y ganaba, llegó hasta el punto donde they were offering him a full album to sign him. And my mom was like, okay, te apoyo si quieres entrarle al entertainment business, porque tengo tíos que son músicos y todo eso, pero no vamos a tener una familia grande, porque sé que sacrificar que hay que sacrificar muchísimo en este ambiente. Y pues, I have three other siblings, so I guess he chose family. Yeah, yes, but we would sing at churches, carnival events. Yo, como un niño, mi papá, obviamente, cantando rancheras y lo que sea. Veo un mariachi de niños y me enamoro. And story goes, I go up to my father and I tell him, pa, yo sé lo que quiero hacer con mi vida. And my dad was like, what? Quiero ser un mariachi. And my dad was like, okay, vamos a ver cómo le hacemos. He was ecstatic about it. And he was like, okay, let's go find out who could help us out. How can you learn an instrument? How can we do all these things? And we go to a school, una escuela que donde tenían el programa de José Hernández at the Music and Art School down Indiana.
Oh, the one in East LA.
Yeah, in East LA.
Yeah.
So from Carson, after school, my mom would drive us to get lessons from, because I was learning how to play trumpet. And my father also started because he, para apoyarme que no tuviera tanto, pues, miedo en hacerlo, which I was just like, yeah, I'm fine, man. I'm good. I don't need, you know, you to be here. Pero empezamos la música de mariachi juntos.
We've had every player, with the exception of one, and he'll remain nameless, But every player, every Dodger player we asked, they love the mariachi. In particular, Edwin Rios said, I mean, I'm still going to give him crap for not knowing your name, but he said the big guy. Like the big guy is great. Look, I go to games. I go to a lot of games, Julian. I've seen you perform, but then I've also seen times when the mariachi is just there. But let me ask you this real quick. I mean, can we show a little more love to Los Toros? I mean, every time I go, it's pinche Garibaldi. Garibaldi's always there. And look, Garibaldi's good. They're very good. I don't want to crap on them. But Los Toros are our boys. But it is funny to me what a difference it is when it's just them. I mean, they have their own singers. But, Garibaldi has their own singer. But when you're there leading it, it's a different vibe. You kept mentioning the trumpet, so I want to go ahead. Everybody's making a big deal about the Mets and Timmy Trumpet coming out there. First of all, Timmy Trumpet is from Holland, everybody, or the Netherlands or something like that. Right, Alonzo?
Let me tell you what I didn't expect on today's bingo card. Juan to be pissed off about a trumpet player that's in New York.
Whatever. Everybody's making a big deal about his interest, and his entrance is fun, right? So right. People are starting to give DJ Severe, you know, a hard time about, you know, hey, maybe you should play some trumpet over here. Fuck that. We got the mariachis. We got Julian. I mean, Julian, you mentioned it before, right?
Sí.
What happens to that place when you sing not just Volver, Volver, but when you sing anything from Chente? I mean, that place goes crazy, right?
It goes nuts. Yes.
So is that, I know they always ask you to play the favorites and then you sit there and you actively choose to do something upbeat, but is there, I'm going to, what is the most requested song you get? And then what is your favorite song? The one that you're just like, I know you want me to sing this, but this one is really good.
Well, my favorite song is El Palenque.
Oh, okay.
Classic. El Palenque, and I don't know if you've noticed, but I do sing it a lot. And just because this song would be sung by my father. Mm-hmm. Y es tan alegre, tan bravilla. And when I go to any place, más cuando estamos en el estadio, I think of being at a Palenque. And I don't know if you've seen Época de Oro songs, o cuando, sí, cuando salían Antonio Aguilar, cuando salía Lucha Villa, cuando... Van a pelear gallos, va a haber una pelea, que es lo que es que estamos allí.
Well, especially on the bleachers where they put you guys to sing. Ese es un pinche palenque.
It's a little punchy out there.
Julian, I'm going to give you credit for that. I'm going to start calling it the bleachers, the pavilion, the palenque, because I started, you know, you have the left field locos and then the all-you-can-eat gordos out in right field. Screw that, man. That's the palenque out there.
El palenque.
Look, it's a little punchy out there to Juan's credit, so yeah, it is.
See, so that's one of my favorite songs just because it's punchy and I'm able to stretch out my voice and bring the volume up with my voice. So I love that song. That's my all-time favorite, being there to sing. A lot of Chente requests. Lot of Chente requests. Cuando falleció Maestro Federico Villa, Caminos de Michoacán, pedían muchísimo, Hermoso Cariño, is a crowd favorite, Por Tu Maldito Amor, Acá Entre Nos, they're all crowd favorites, and, you know, thankfully, when we're there, they give us a lot of liberty to sing mostly whatever we want. Obviamente, hay unas canciones que no vas a cantar ahí.
Right.
¿Verdad? Because they're, como se dice, they're not appropriate to sing there. Pero obviamente, you're going to bring the high intensity songs.
I was going to say, probably.
I know it's not a mariachi song, but so you're never going to be singing Sacaremos Ese Güey de la Barranca anytime soon. It is the Palenque, by the way, now from now on. Julian lo bautizó el Palenque. Tickets en el Palenque, man. So.
Y ese güey que están sacando se llama Juan Ramírez. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade.
Yeah, but you know what? It's an amazing feeling being there. The crowd. I love Dodgers, man. I love the Dodger fan. I love And you know what? When they're there, I even get props from the other team. Like,
really?
from the other team members, from the other team fans, they como que les da miedo.
Really?
They walk by and then they're like,
quietly.
And I'm like, no, no, it's okay. I'm entertainment. I don't. You know,
so, some gambachos, they're afraid to put on the big sombrero, right? Because they think they're mocking us. Is that what it is, Julian?
No,
the,
mainly like, ¿qué equipo estaba allí? I can't remember the team. But the opposing team, mm-hmm. the fans, they're like, hey, good job. I'm like, oh, thank you. And they're scared. Can I take a picture with you? Vente, no, vente. No pasa nada. No pasa nada, yo. I mean,
they must be out of towners and they've never seen Mexicans before.
Sí.
Julian. They're just like, oh, can I take
sí.
a picture with you?
Look at the outfits.
Yeah.
Llegan ahí and I'm happy to receive, you know, estar ahí con el público. Y más cuando me piden una foto, no, hombre, es un halago porque, well, we're there for you guys and I'm there for you. You know, whatever God gave me and whatever I have is para ustedes. Entonces, que ustedes lo estén disfrutando, I'm happy. When that quien me estén invitando, es como el gladiator, ¿verdad? Win
okay.
the crowd, nice. Win the crowd, and con que ellos estén contentos y ellos me pidan y que les digan a Dodgers, ahí estamos.
But that's
¿verdad?
Really true, right? How hard is it to perform when an audience isn't really giving you that energy? Like, have you ever played in places donde que están dormidos o qué?
Sí, me ha
like,
tocado.
How do you overcome that?
You know what? The majority of the time, it's sort of tradition. I've heard stories of going to Zacatecas, and y los paisanos están sentados y están escuchando la música. You know, they're just listening, and once everything, hey, bravo, yeah, bravo. And then calladitos. It's and you know I'm used to right away. Yeah, esa canción, yeah. lo que sea, es todo. You know, you're used to that. Gracias a Dios, I've had few moments when that has happened. Pero sí me ha tocado cuando llegas a una fiesta con toda la actitud y con toda la energía. You're singing ah, yeah, tan tan.
Uh-huh.
And then you turn around like, whoa.
Like a comedian waiting for people to laugh at the punchline.
What's going on? So now what I do, I have my own little phone and I have the clap sounds. If they don't clap, I just play it and it's like.
Oh, that's great.
That's good. That's good.
So hey, were you a, I know you were as a kid, it was all about music, but were you a baseball fan? I mean, are you a legitimate, I mean, you're rocking your Dodger hat for those of you listening on the podcast.
Watching.
But I mean, that's when, I mean, were you really into sports or are you just one of those guys because wearing a Dodger hat is just being is a symbol of being an Angelino?
Oh, claro. Bueno. I was growing up, my mom, como decían mis tías, hijo, es que no fuiste mal niño, es que eras inquieto. Okay. Eras un niño inquieto. And I think, God bless my mom, so I think my mom really saw that and tried to put me in every sport available and in every activity available to burn out all that energy. I think that's what happened. So I did baseball. I did basketball. I did swimming. Yo sé que todo este, you know, this beautiful statuesque person that's here, you know, but I did a lot of sports. Baseball, I even went to All-Star League in baseball. Catcher, when I was in that All-Star League for the Mustang division, we even went to Cal State Dominguez Hills to train with all the kids y todo eso. A friend of mine was a third baseman, and we were doing a drill, and the coach hit the ball. It bounced the wrong way and broke his nose. And that day I was like, nope, I'm done. Hombre, ¿cómo voy a estar cantando con una nariz chueca? Ahí, no, 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 estoy bien. I'm good. From that, and I remember that day, I'm like, no, I don't think I want to pursue this. Pero muchos de los coaches wanted me to keep on going. They saw something in me as a baseball player. So I am a fan of the sport. I love watching the game, but I am very passionate in music, in mariachi. I think that overcame todo because I could, I don't know. It's in me. It's part of me. It's, you know, I grew up with it. So, pero yo creo que si no tuviera música, maybe that sport. I love baseball. Basketball, I don't know. I wasn't that good. Basketball. Baseball, sí, as a catcher. And a veces me ponían de pitcher. No, hombre, era los muchachos corrían de miedo. Pero porque les iba a pegar. They're like, oh, this guy's wild. I don't know.
You were efficiently wild.
Yeah. Pero yeah, I am a fan. I do follow the Dodgers. And más que estoy allí, no, hombre, pues poderles cantarle a ellos and show them my love with song, pues es lo mejor.
El padrino del palenque, Julián Torres, joining us here for a few moments. Te quería preguntar, because every guy that play or does whatever in music, whether it's you work in it as crew now or, you know, whatever, they all started in a band, right? So I was curious, was the first band that you were ever in, was it only mariachi, or did you ever venture out to any other genres?
First band I was in was officially, yes, was mariachi, was in a mariachi. And I was put into the spotlight and the big stage of mariachi by luck. One of my mentors, Laura Sobrino, en paz descanse, there was a situation where at the school, in the music and art school, they weren't letting kids practice in the hallways or sing because there was other classes in session. Y pues ahí va Julián, inquieto, cantando y cantando y sale la maestra Laura con Heriberto Molina, one of the greatest voices in the mariachi world. And he was giving vocal lessons. So they walk out from the second story, and la maestra was like, who was the one singing? ¿Quién no les dije que no estuvieran cantando? ¿Quién estaba cantando? And I'm walking, and I turn, and all the kids are pointing at me. And I'm like, oh, okay. Y el maestro, a ver, canta otra vez. ¿Qué estás cantando? Ay, ya ni me acuerdo que estaba cantando, pero le canté otra vez. ¿Tocas algún instrumento? Estoy aprendiendo trompeta. Vente. Y la maestra me metió. They were building a juvenil mariachi group to be performing on stage with Mariachi Sol de Mexico, with Mariachi Reinas de Los Angeles. I was catapulted in that world. I can't say, oh, I was advanced in trumpet and I was very strong in my vocal abilities because I'm a singer, pero estaba aprendiendo la trompeta. But that whole experience of being in a show group of juvenil mariachis, first of all, made me realize that I'm not alone in the music world. There were other kids at a certain level. Second, I was like, wow, this is what I want to do. I want to be on these big stages. Because I was already singing as a kid, como solista. But now in the mariachi world, I was catapulted into that. I was able to see Mariachi Vargas, Mariachi Los Camperos, Mariachi Sol de Mexico, Mariachi Cobre. I was able to learn from the best in mariachi. No, pues más me enamoré, imagínate. Ver mariachi music at the highest level, it's an amazing, it has been an amazing journey for me. No me puedo quejar. Gracias a Dios, me ha dado muchísimas oportunidades. He corrido con mucha suerte y con un angelote, con un angelote que me sigue protegiendo. Entonces, I'm very blessed. I'm very fortunate to be able to meet such great professionals like yourself, great people that are helping me along the way in some form or another, they've helped me reach certain goals in my life that I've said as a kid, como lo de cantar el himno nacional at Dodger Stadium. As a kid, I was given la suerte to throw the first pitch at Dodger Stadium. As a kid, we were part of the WIC program, you know, low-income family. And they put me in a raffle, and I won the throw. So I get there at Dodger Stadium with my Little League Seattle hat. And I was ready. I was, because mi equipo ahí in Carson was Seattle. Y alguien que estaba ahí was like, let me give you a better hat. And they gave me an LA hat. It's like, here, this one fits you better. I'm like, wait, but I like this hat. Because I was in that team, right? So I go in, I throw the first pitch. Y volteo, you know, people clapping. Y volteo con mi mamá. I'm like, ma, algún día voy a cantar aquí. Algún día yo voy a cantar aquí. Voy a cantar.
You manifested it. You manifested
you,
it.
You spoke it into existence.
As a kid, I was 6 years old, 7 years old.
Well, if it makes you feel better,
¿qué dijo mi mamá? Como una mamá, sí, mijo, tú lo vas a hacer. Lo vas a hacer. And gracias a Dios, salió la oportunidad de cantar no solamente el himno nacional mexicano, pero más bien el americano, pero el mexicano también. Y los pude invitar. And they were sitting there, and they didn't know that I was going to sing the national anthem.
That's cool.
They did not know. That's why I was like, okay, no les voy a decir, ya que ya. Okay. But I got scared along the when that day, I got scared. Oye, si me ven ahí, no se vayan a enfermar mis papás. Mejor les dije, on the way, I'm like, hey, man, just so you know, you're invited, voy a cantar. Because they wanted to see me perform there, but they didn't know I was going to sing the national anthem. Entonces, ya llego allí, y ¿sabes qué, mamá? Es que voy a cantar el himno nacional. What? ¿Cómo, amigo? Dije, sí, voy a cantar el himno nacional americano y el mexicano. ¡No, hombre! Dice mi hermana que estaban llorando, driving. Entonces, ya llegando ahí, pues, I don't know if you've ever seen the footage that I've posted of them. I'm singing and it got me choked up because my father, I've only seen him cry maybe 3 times in my lifetime. And one of them was that day. To see him proud and to see them there apoyándome a mi mamá and to be able to give them that. De que mira, it was all the struggle.
Yeah.
Aquí está. And you're able to see it in vida.
You know, something I think about culturally that's different with Latinos than it is, I feel like, with other cultures. I mean, obviously, I didn't have the struggle of growing up in a gated community where you keep the bad people in, right? But you know, your parents, you know, obviously, generationally, mis papás también son de México, somos de Durango. Todo el sacrificio que hicieron para que uno pues lo pueda levantar, ¿verdad? Pero at the same time, you know, they don't really get to experience some of those bucket list things that you and I did, right? You know, like I had, you know, aspirations to play in baseball, didn't pan out, worked in baseball, got to bring my dad along the way for some cool stuff. I still work in sports, got to bring, you know, get to bring him along the way. And I, same with me, I've only seen my dad cry a couple times. But he gets kind of choked up when he hears, you know, about the stuff I'm doing. You know, he gets to experience some of that. And it for me, it's fulfilling, just like I know it is for you, for all that cool stuff, because it kind of shows them, you know, the this is what we worked for. You know, para darle, porque como dijiste tú, ya estaría bien que lo creamos en México, en Zacatecas, donde sea. Pero esa vida es totalmente diferente a la vida de acá, ¿verdad? You know, the struggle here to the struggle there, it's night and day. And as things come full circle, Juan is a grown ass man, and he still wears Chicago White hats, White Sox hats to Dodger Stadium. So I mean, so you don't need to worry about that. But I wanted to ask you actually about the Mexican national anthem. The I feel like there's very few national anthems that get you right in the feels, right? And maybe I'm biased because I'm a Mexican passport holder, but I feel like when un mariachi canta, a classically trained singer, not just, you know, a singer, no disrespect to people because there is a difference. sings that national anthem. I feel like it tiene más poder. Am I wrong in assuming and looking at it that way?
No, it's such a powerful song. And if you really look at the original, it has so many verses.
Yeah, it's a really long song.
So we just sing one of the verses, pero es una canción muy bonita. Thinking melody wise, looking at it as a musician, it's a beautiful, beautiful song with my musician hat on. Now as a singer, it's such a challenge because two things: the melody to sing, you have to keep it in tune. If you're singing it a cappella, es otra cosa. Sí. Segundo, you cannot mess up the lyric.
No.
At all.
No.
Like there isn't. Even the melody. When I went to Mexico past month, my uncle was talking to me about it. And if you are performing, if you are a Mexican and you're performing the national anthem and you mess it up, there are fees. If you sing it differently, they dock you. They won't ask you to sing it again. Like it's very strict. Yeah. Entonces, uno que está acá, o sea, lleva ese peso encima to not mess it up, to sing it well, and to not play around with the melody that much, because it's very like,
yeah,
like it's the Mona Lisa de Mexico. Why are you going to put this on there? It's the Mona Lisa. Like, why are you going to change it? It's the Mona Lisa. Like, it is what it is. And it's loved by so many. Even other countries love the Mexican national anthem. The national anthem también americano is algo muy, muy importante. It's such a symbol. And we give both of them the same respect because it is a national anthem. O sea, you have to sing it well. El national anthem americano también. Oh, the land of the free. If you crack there, then you'll be all over and everyone will know. So you have to work at it. You have to sing at it. Tienen mucho poder. Los dos tienen, there's so much weight on those songs, you know, and so we have to be respectful for any national anthem, I think. Pero, I mean, siendo mexicano, como dicen, siendo paisano, no, pues tienes que, ¿verdad? Tienes que ser lo mejor posible también. Being a Mexican-American, singing it well, it's, you know, it's very important.
Pues como dicen los papás de uno, se tiene que poner las pilas uno, ¿verdad? Otherwise, you know, it's disrespectful. Before I send it over to Juan, to end how yes. We always end these, te quería preguntar. I feel like one of the, I don't want to say forgotten, but I just want to feel like, I feel like it's almost dismissed how important los paisanos están siendo fanáticos de los Dodgers, right? Because when you go to Dodger Stadium, it's easily, a lot of people say it's a 50-50 split. I would be, as a betting man, willing to say 80-20, 70-30, as far as Latinos, and the majority of those Latinos are probably, you know, raza. As far as the cultural impact of that sort of stuff, do you think the Dodgers are doing enough to recognize the importance of that base, or do you think there's more that could be done?
Ooh, that's a very important.
I know that's loaded too.
Yeah, that's very important though. It's very important porque como los Estados Unidos somos la mayoría. And it's important for them. I know there's a lot of comments that I receive on my posts about a lot of political stuff. And I'm not a politician, ni nada. I sing. That's my thing. I don't get into politics. I think we should all love each other and try to understand each other and understand why people have different points of views. I think that's very important because be able to have an open mind as to, oh, you feel this way because of this. Oh, okay. Recognition de muchas cosas. Que somos la mayoría. Sí. que somos importantes, sí. En Los Ángeles, en todo el mundo, sí. I think it is, I think it's a good step in bringing a lot of our culture, not only, no es como decir, oh, Latinos o Hispanos son solamente mariachi. No, and I understand that. Tenemos diferentes, diferentes tradiciones, diferente música, diferentes sabores. Es lo hermoso de nuestro México. And I think they are, I see it as a spectator. I see them trying to touch on different cultures, different genres. They're trying to, they are, ¿cómo se dice? Welcoming todo. Porque es lo que es Los Ángeles. Entonces, es muy importante de lo que ellos están trayendo como en nuestra música, en nuestra cultura. Showing the recognition is very important. And I think they are on the right step, como se dice, on the right path of doing. Could they do more? Everyone could do more. You know what I mean? Ellos pueden hacer más, claro. Siempre, we could all always give more, you know? Pero ahí va el camino, poco a poco. I'm happy to be part of that journey, and I'm happy to have a positive feedback from everyone that's there, saying that I'm there. Entonces can they give more? Claro, like anything, it's just, you know, poco a poco, vamos para arriba. I don't know. I think that we are all being appreciated, and it's not gonna be like, can it be? I don't know. It's not gonna be like, right. Así para arriba. It's, you know, like anything. Okay, para abajo. Okay, para arriba. Ahí vamos. Okay, para acá. I mean, you never know with those things.
No, it's true. And again, I know that's a loaded question, but I appreciate your candor too, because if, you know, you're one of the ones that's kind of, I don't even want to say stepping stone, because I feel like that's disrespecting it, but it's, you know, it's bringing awareness, you know, to what is toda la cultura de Los Angeles, right? Because this podcast, not only are we about the Dodgers, but all things Los Angeles, cultura, tacos, comida, wearing other teams' hats at the Dodger Stadium, apparently, Juan. So go ahead.
Julian, we're going to end the show the way we always end the shows here on the Bleed Los podcast. We are not only about the Dodgers on this podcast, we're about Los Angeles, but we're also about taco culture. So we need to know, what is your favorite taco and where do you go in the city to get that taco?
Oh my God. I love it.
Somos taqueros. Somos taqueros, Julian.
Somos taqueros. Luego te mando el número de mi taquero preferido.
There is no wrong answer. There is no wrong answer.
It all depends on the mood.
That's not true. That's a trick question, but I will get into that here in a second.
Mira. Oh, man. Hay buenos taqueros, man. Hay buenos taqueros. Recently, we found a place... strictly tacos, huh? Strictly
tacos. Yeah.
We found a place off of Olympic and Soto.
Uh-huh.
I guess you get off on, if you're taking the 5, you get off on Soto, and you go up to Olympic, and you make a left. And I think they're there in the evenings. No sé el nombre de los taqueros.
Ah, pues no le vamos a hacer negocio al pobre.
No, claro que no. Pero el primer taquero no es... Nunca he ido ahí. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's better than the one I've gone to. Pero el segundo, it's amazing. They have, tienen tacos de asada al carbón.
Mm-hmm.
Y a mí me gusta que la carne esté un poquito doradita.
Okay.
Entonces, ponen, el taco es hecha a mano y está delgadito, hecha a mano delgadito. Le ponen el taco de asada, le ponen su cebolla, su jitomate y el aguacate. That one's delicious. Pero también hay de pollo y hay de adobada. My all-time favorite, I mean, we're gonna go old school, right? El de asada. El de asada, when it's cooked right, when the meat is tender and but it's also crispy, perfect. Pero hay unos tacos de adobada que de la bola, que nomás ahí está, it's like sizzling and they cut that. De adobada, man. Ahora, you're talking to the wrong person about food. Porque como ven, a mí me encanta de cualquier, le busco el sabor a todo. Unos tacos de cabeza con una salsa verde, no hombre.
Mira,
Beautiful.
Alicia no está aquí, la reina de Picolandia. No, la princesa
Sí,
de
la princesa.
Picolandia, perdón. Ah, pero me está chingui, chingui, chingui que vaya a Sonora Town. And I finally went to Sonora Town this p past weekend. And I have to say,
You hated it.
no, my, it's really good. It's really good. My favorite taco there was el de asada. But tenían tortillas de harina.
Sí.
So I need to ask you, Julián, this is the other thing that we ask. ¿Te gustan las tortillas de maíz o de harina?
En el
This is
taco
the this is this
y
is the trick
cuidado
question.
cómo me contestes, Julián. Cuidado cómo me contestes.
You know how a
Porque
minute ago you
nomás
were
hay una
saying,
respuesta, nomás hay una respuesta correcta.
te recuerdas, Julián, how you were talking about you don't get into politicizing things? This is the only topic that Juan will politicize.
Pero es que esta también es otra. You're talking to the wrong person about this. Porque a mí me gusta una. Mira, ahí te va. Cuando vamos a México, ¿verdad? La tortilla, hay un taquero que se llama Taco Los Cuñados. Y hay, es una tortillita así, y la meten en la grasa, y está grasosa la tortilla y le echan la carne. No, hombre, está deliciosa. But I have gone to Sonora Town, shout out to them. And con la tortilla de harina está riquísimo también. Ahora, la tortilla hecha a mano, delgadita, tiene que estar delgadita, ¿verdad? A mí también me encanta. Entonces, es por ahí que te digo, no,
Maíz o
you're
harina, maíz o harina.
Te digo, this is the only thing that he politicizes.
No puedo.
Oh, Julián, no,
It
y me haces
depends on the
pasar
mood.
vergüenza en mi propio programa.
And
No puedo.
then the messed up part here, Juan, is he just called you a professional a couple minutes ago, and now you're
Ay,
just gonna go
no,
and ruin
¿verdad?
it like that?
Profesional y todo.
Profesional mis
No,
nalgas,
mira,
Juan.
para los tacos, para mí.
Cuenta.
Tienen que ser tortillas de maíz. Pero mira, sí, en Sonora Town, de harina, sí, tan buenos. También el ruso usa una tortilla de harina.
Claro.
Pero para un taco en la calle, para mí, tiene que ser una tortilla de maíz.
Pero tiene que estar rica, ¿sí o no? A
Sí,
veces
eso
la han
sí,
cocinado
eso
mal
sí.
y dices, "What? What's going on here? I'm
Toda
sorry."
quemada o toda dura,
Tiene
like
que
what?
ser de tortilla de maíz, depende de cuál. También
No.
igual de harina, ¿sí o no?
No,
And I will
really.
say, Alicia took Babyface and I to Sonora Town when I was in town for the All-Star game. She pointed out that I got the tortillas in there, as Juan would say, appropriate usage. Los tacos de maíz y agarré una quesadilla con pollo, I think it was, con harina. She even pointed that out. But if Juan was there, he would have flipped my table, would have flipped my plate, and would have been like,
No,
"This is an
las
embarrassment."
quesadillas, sí, pues también las quesadillas se pueden hacer con maíz o
Sí,
con de harina, pero
claro.
si te veo comiendo una quesadilla con una tortilla de harina, está bien,
Me la vas a manosear de
no me
nuevo.
vas a ofender. Pero yo nomás estoy diciendo porque es que, te digo, las tortillas de maíz son más fuertes y si a mí me gusta un chingo de carne.
Sí.
Y, por ejemplo, comer un taco de birria. Con una tortilla de harina,
No, ahí no se
olvídense.
puede. No
Toda
se puede.
la. Exactamente, no se puede. Y por eso, para mí, las tortillas de maíz son mejor porque van con todo. No te
Claro.
tienes que preocupar. Una tortilla de harina, vas a tener toda la birria en la mano y se va a
Sí, pero
echar a
tienes que
perder.
entender también, como yo soy de Durango, ¿verdad? Allá comemos de las dos, pero también hacemos gorditas. Pero a mí
Ah,
esa es
pero
la
eso es
diferencia.
diferente. Una
Te
gordita
digo,
no
es.
es un taco.
No, pero esa es la diferencia de, como dice Julián, de donde seas, porque también los tamales, como los tamales ahí en Durango, los hacen en hojas de maíz, ¿verdad? Si vas a otras partes del país, las hacen en hojas de plátano. So, todo cambia, ¿verdad? Pero
Sí.
Juan sí es racista contra las tortillas de harina. A mí esa es la pura neta. Es la pura neta.
Mira, te vamos a dejar, Julián, pero cuando te vean el palenque, así sí te voy a decir en frente de todos, me tienes que dejar saber cuáles las tortillas que prefieres.
¿Le vas a reclamar en
Porque
persona, sí?
en persona en el palenque, porque ya sabes cómo se ponen las cosas en el
Sí,
palenque.
claro, sí,
Ahí van a
hay
salir
pelea.
los cholos y van a decir, ¿qué dijo? ¿Qué dijo ese?
No, gracias, gracias por la invitación. I had such a fun time. Thank you for this invitation. I mean, it was super fun. And thank you for touching upon a lot of things that made me go back in time. Y también lo de los tacos, ¿no? Pues vamos a tener que ir a probar los tacos. ¿Cuándo?
Vamos a
Que ya,
los.
ya hizo hambre.
Yeah,
¿No?
no, vamos a. No, but in all seriousness, Julian, you need to know. I don't think we go out of our way enough to tell people when they are doing a good job. I think we're really quick to point out when people fuck up or, I
Yes.
don't like you. But I'm telling you, we are not lying. Every player that we've interviewed on the show that comes on have all said they like the mariachi. As I said, who they it energizes them to see you come out. And I said, there's a difference when you're not there, when it's just the mariachi. You have a gift, and you have shared it with the rest of us. And I wanted to say this. I forgot to say it when you brought it up, but thank your parents. And this goes out to all the parents who support their children in a dream, whether they realize it or not. Now, I know your father had, a love for music, but for those parents who don't understand children and their desire to do something, it doesn't make sense to them. They can't relate to it. God bless them for allowing their child to pursue that, because it's like you said, you manifested this. You never thought you'd be singing in El Palenque at Dodger Stadium. And now thank you to you. That will never. Babyface, we got to make a shirt of El Palenque for Julian,
Por favor.
and that'll be a nice selling shirt.
You know what? Yeah, I've been working with a district, Los Angeles School District, as a special ed assistant, and it is very true. I've been working around 13, 14 years. No importa de lo que tus hijos o hija, sus hijos quieran hacer, pero el apoyo es tan importante. Es tan importante
Eso es.
y apoyarnos con amor. You know, yes, you're doing it well. Okay, that. Y no saben lo importante and how much that really affects children. Entonces,
No, neta.
you're spot on that. And another thing about having me there, I've had so many people request me. Y cuando no estoy allí, hey, ¿dónde andas? Hey, te quiero ir. ¿Qué? Hey, ¿por qué no estás aquí? ¿Por qué están ahí? Hey, ¿qué está pasando? Hey. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, what? I'm a
I
special
have a
guest.
life. I'm sorry.
No, no, I'm a special guest. Yo encantado de estar ahí cuantas veces que ustedes quieran. But you guys request me. Yo no puedo hacer nada. Tag them. Díganle a ellos. Me llegó una abuelita después que hice el Spectrum interview. Me dice, who do I have to talk to get you to sing the national anthem? And I'm like, lady, if I knew, if I knew, she's like, we're gonna work on that. And I think it was that lady que tenía como unos 80 años, que habló con su hijo, que habló con su grandson, que habló con alguien y dijo, no, él es el que tiene que ser. I'm a firm believer as it's who you know. Si la gente de arriba te apoya, si te, ¿sabes qué? Él tiene que estar ahí. ¿Por qué no está ahí? Él es. ¿Por qué? ¿Qué está pasando? Solamente if you win
Y
el público, es lo que es. That's it.
true. Y deja de eso también. It isn't just who you know, it's how you treat people. I'm a firm believer that if you treat people decently, regardless of who you know, it all comes back full circle, and you're proof of that. So and we're
Muchísimas
also,
gracias.
and we're also a huge proponent too here of giving people their flowers. So that's another thing too, is while they're around, right? Because you never know what tomorrow brings, right? So we got to give people their flowers, and that's why El Padrino del Palenque, Julián Torres, well,
No, y
apparently
gracias a
he's going to
ustedes
have a
por
fight out.
No, yo los aplaco. Juan, yo los aplaco con música. Juan,
pues Juan le va a reclamar como si es una pelea, una película de Mario Almada o algo. I mean,
claro que sí, vamos a hacer los hermanos Almada.
Está bien, hacemos un video ahí. No, gracias, pero, de veras, por esta plataforma. Thank you so much.
No, no, de hecho, gracias a ti, porque como te dijimos, I mean, aquí es pura cultura. Si no es de los Dodgers, es Los Ángeles, y pues obviamente la cultura, pues somos nosotros, ¿verdad? So, sí. So we gotta thank you for joining us. Before we set you loose, though, this episode of the podcast was presented by our partners at BetOnline. If you head on over to their website, betonline.ag, and use our promo code, which is BLEAV50, BLEAV50, you will receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Huge thanks to them for presenting this episode. From your boys Alonso y Juan and the babyface gimmick in the sky, the guy, someone actually called us a professional today, Juan, and that was the guy that was on the episode today, Julian Torres, a first and a last, I suspect, too.
No, sigan adelante, están haciendo buen trabajo.
No, pues gracias, muchísimas gracias. Julian Torres, go follow him on the socials. If you're not following him already, he's a great follow. His Instagram is Julian Torres _ official. Go follow him. Oficial. He has all of his stuff up there. Yes. Julian Torres _ official. All like that.
With one F.
with one F. I'm sorry. That's right. I ran out of characters like my last name. But on that note, go check it out. And thank you again, Julian, for coming through. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Un fuerte abrazo a todos. And I'm waiting. I'll be there in El Palenque waiting for you guys.
Órale, bro.
Listos.
Órale. Did you hear that, Juan? Did you hear that?
Absolutely.
You know what I heard? Que quiere putazos, Julián. And no. You know what I'm here for? I'm here
pero
for.
Pero con tacos. Me
mandan con tacos de harina.
Vamos a los tacos, Julián. Vamos a los
tacos. Taquitos. Sí, peleame con tacos ahí.
Gracias, Julián. Muchísimas
vale, pues,
gracias.
Que estés bien. Saludos.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Please subscribe and leave a review to the Bleed Lows Podcast. The Bleed Lows Podcast is a Dodgers Beat production.